after the next corner.
Tell the mayor I'm insulted. I would never jeopardize the journalistic integrity of this newspaper for some rent-a-mayor's political agenda.
Very well, mister.
So, Britt, here we are again, sat home after another schoolyard fight. I know you miss your mother, so do I. But I have to take care of 750 employees, and you have to take care of yourself. Still, that seems to be asking too much.
I was trying to stop some bullies.
Trying doesn't matter when you always fail. Do you think it makes me happy to do this?
Yes!
No, it doesn't. Not a week goes by without you find yourself in some kind of trouble. Now, if you're doing this for attention, you have all that I can afford to give you. And you're wasting my time.
Either one. They're both very comfortable. So what can I do for you?
As you know, I've worked my entire life very hard to achieve one goal. And that goal, which I have in fact achieved, was to be in charge of all the crime in the city of Los Angeles. Therefore, the fact that you assume that you can open this establishment without my permission, without payment, and sell narcotics out of it is completely unacceptable.
Really?
And to be honest, quite insulting. Therefore, you must sign over ownership of this establishment to me, at which time you become my employees.
We're your employees?
Yeah. Or close down permanently. Choice is yours.
Okay. How do I pronounce your name? Tchaikovsky?
Chudnovsky.
Chudovsky?
Chudnovsky.
Chudnovsky? All right. Chudnovsky, kiss my ass. Put your lips to my ass and kiss it. French kiss it. Tickle it with your gray whiskers. I got bittersweet news for you. You're washed up. You're old. You're boring. You're not scary. You dress like shit. It's over for you, okay? That's the bitter news. Now, the sweet news is you can retire. You can go play golf. Eat your dinners at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Play with your grandkids. Drink Metamucil. Old people shit. Okay? Look at me. I got a name people can say. My name's Danny Clear. I deal crystal meth. People call me Crystal Clear. It's easy. Check out my kick-ass hangout here. I got shitloads of glass everywhere. I got a see-through piano. Look at my boys. They're pimped out. We got Gucci, Armani, another Gucci, tailor-made. This is what you need to get to the top today. Not hard work. Not dressing like disco Santa Claus. You need charisma. You look like my Uncle Greg. Very nice guy, but he's a dentist. Now consider this your retirement letter. Boom. It's over. See your way out.
What, you truly don't think I'm scary?
No.
Okay. You're scary. Yeah, you're scary!
You just said I'm not.
No, you are.
What's a disco Santa?
Of disco? I don't know. Sorry. It was just something stupid to say.
You said I'm boring. My gun has two barrels. That's not boring. And it was very difficult to make. Answer me!
What?
What could I do to be more scary?
A better name? Cooler name? A little more color or something. Maybe you could say something to people before you kill them. But not now. It's hard to think with this double barrel in my face.
Sorry. You've given me a lot to think about.
You're not gonna kill me? Oh, I get it. You keep me alive so I can spread your legend. Okay, I'll do that, man. I'll spread your legend. And you forgot your briefcase.
Good morning.
Annalie.
That's what I meant.
So, is this what you want from your life? This gives you a sense of fulfillment?
Dad, I told you, tomorrow I'm enrolling in ITT Technical Institute. And I'm going to fix computers for a living, so
I spend all night writing an editorial about the nausea this town has come to inspire. About the corruption, the violence, and the decadence that we've come to expect as part of our daily life. Then I have to turn the page and see my own son's contribution to this mayhem.
Sweet, I'm in the paper.
You may think you're humiliating me. Humiliating yourself.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, if you don't like it, why don't you just ask them not to print it? It's your newspaper.
I can't, because unfortunately, it's news.
That's a good point, I guess.
I kept myself out of the papers for years. Now do me a favor and do the same. And I told you, stop taking girls into my garage. You do it again, I'll change the lock.
Okay, but can you sign this for me?
Yeah. Never stop the party.
Hello. of your world. I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm a new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy, you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
Hello, paparazzi.
If you're just joining us, James Reed has been found dead from an allergic reaction to a bee sting, leaving his son his bee fire.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim.
It was during my election campaign for district attorney that I first met James Reed. And it was immediately clear to me that he was a man of infallible integrity. He dedicated himself to this city through his philanthropic endeavors and his newspaper, the Daily Sentinel, a shining beacon of truth. He was our North Star. He showed us the way. Thank you, James.
Started campaigning.
Yes, James.
He was the best businessman I've ever known.
Yep.
He always came out
on top.
Fred? Fred.
Hey. I'm so sorry for your loss. I just wanted to say that my father was a federal court judge, so I think I kind of know how it feels. When he passed away, I had some pretty big shoes to fill, just like you. So if you ever need somebody to talk to, I mean, if you ever just want to grab a drink, you want to get cheered up, I'm around.
Okay. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, lock it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep it tight, Cole.
This is your newspaper. But the burden doesn't have to fall on you alone. I've been your father's most trusted colleague for the past 45 years. I want to make sure that the Daily Sentinel stays on a path that would make him proud. So what do you think of all this?
I don't think anything, man.
I don't know a thing about this newspaper. I've never even read a full edition of it.
You can do whatever the hell you want with it. I'm not the guy to run the Sentinel.
Where's my leaf?
On your father's cars and makes his coffee. You fired him and everyone else who works for your father yesterday.
I want Cato here now!
You're Cato?
Man, I thought your name was Henry. I thought the pool guy was Cato.
I'm Cato. I'm sorry to hear about your father. Was a complex man.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you, Cato, then you can go home. Why is it that my dad's mechanic makes the coffee, and why is it that without you, the coffee tastes like crap?
I think it's easier if I show you.
Holy cow, where did you get that thing?
I made it. Watch this.
Sit with me, Cato. Tell me your tale.
I was born in Shanghai. You know Shanghai?
Love Japan.
My parents died when I was 4. And until I was 12, I lived in an orphanage.
Sorry, my mom died when I was young, too. What happened after that?
Me and a few friends ran away and lived down the street.
How'd you start working for my dad? Tell me that.
I work in a garage.
Okay.
And one day, your father came in with a 65 Chrysler.
I know the car well.
He was so happy with my work. Then he offered me a job. I said yes.
The coffee, how'd that come about?
He used to always say, no one could ever make me a good cup of coffee.
Good impression.
So I built him a coffee machine.
Well, you make one damn fine cup of coffee, sir.
Wanna see something cool?
Yeah.
Not bad, man. You did that?
Yep. Industrial Poly Carbonate.
What the hell is Industrial Poly Carbonate?
It's the stuff they used to make shark tanks.
Whoa. What are you doing, man? Put that thing away. Are you crazy?
Come on. Don't be a pussy.
What are you gonna do?
Dude, that was awesome. What is that stuff? How does that work? Whoa, what are you gonna do now?
And?
Whoa! That is some Ben Hur shit, dude.
Yep. Your dad made me do this kind of stuff over the last few years.
That is the balls.
Old man was getting paranoid, huh?
You like that?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Wow. Through all these? This is awesome.
Cato, you are a really good drawer. This is really impressive.
Thanks. That's a stuff I would really like to do.
Holy!
Cato, are you a pervert?
I wish I could draw stuff that's that sexy.
Beer?
Yeah, I'd love a beer, sure.
Hey, Cato. What did you think of my father?
He was fine.
Come on. Just tell me.
He was my boss. Nobody loves their boss.
Don't sugarcoat this, Cato. You're not going to offend me. Just tell me. Man to man.
He was a bit of a dick.
Yep.
You are... Look at that.
I'm genius.
You are a genius.
Yeah.
You're a mad genius.
I like classical music.
You're a genius who likes classical music. You know what you are? You're a human Swiss Army knife.
I don't know what's that mean.
It's a little thing and you keep pulling out things, and just when you think there couldn't be any more cool things, a new cool thing comes out, and that's you! You even are dressed like one. You just need a little plus on your chest. Let's drink more.
Yeah, let's drink.
Bombay.
Bombay, yeah.
You're speaking Chinese right now.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I spent 3 weeks making a new bumper for his Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And the day after I finished, he crashed it.
The ex you said he was my fault. He screamed at me.
That sounds like him. Listen to this. Here's another story of the 10 million I have. I'm young. Guys are picking on a girl in school. I try to stop it. I get in trouble. What does my dad do? He takes my favorite toy and he rips the head off of it right in front of me and he throws it in the garbage. I was trying to help. That's all I was trying to do. You know, it's unbelievable. He's an ass his entire life. And, you know, they build him a statue. I just don't think people are going to look at it and think he's great, but he's not. It's totally unfair.
There's no justice.
Volcano? What do you say we get ourselves some goddamn justice, huh?
You serious?
Totally serious. Let's do something crazy, man. Let's just do something nuts! Let's just do it! Yeah! Let's roll, Kato.
Think it makes me happy to do this, Dad? Come here. Oh, this looks ominous.
Kill him! We're the Ben Hurst ship! The Ben Hurst ship!
I got in a lot of fights when I was a kid.
But that was like you like knew where people were without even looking. You were so fast.
When my heart starts pumping, it's almost like time slows down.
It's unbelievable how cool we are. Do you hear me, Dad? We did it. That was amazing.
Kato, though, I'm serious. I'm going to get real with you. So just go with this. It might get weird and intimate, but just accept me, okay? What we did tonight was fantastic. It was amazing. We saved those people, man. We saved their lives. So here's what I'm saying. We keep doing this. You can beat the crap out of a million dudes at once because you can, like, freeze time or something when your heart starts pumping. We do that every night, I'm saying. Kato. We could be heroes.
Hey. Look.
Oh, we're on television.
We're on TV.
In this surveillance
image,
where am I?
Confronted by, I don't know.
Managed to escape in the grave.
I'm too fast for TV.
Yes, exactly.
And this within days of the
we saved those people, and they just talk about this stupid head. How can we be heroes if they think we're criminals?
Are considered armed and dangerous. I am coming to you live from Alicia Field.
Okay. Think about this, Kato. What is the one insanely stupid thing every superhero has in common?
Tights?
No.
Cape?
No, Kato. It's that everyone knows that they're the good guy, the hero. You know, all the bad guy has to do is start capping some innocent people, and he's got the good guy by the nuts. He's got to do whatever he says. It's in every movie. It's in every comic book. It's in everything. It's so stupid. But if the bad guy thought the good guy was also a bad guy, he wouldn't be able to do that. That's what we'll do differently. We will pose as villains, but we'll act like heroes.
But then the police and the bad guys will both try to kill us.
We're dead already, Kato. I mean, seriously, look at us. We've both been completely wasting our potential. You a little bit more than me. I mean, what do you want your autobiography to be called? Oil changes and cappuccinos? Because I think Balls Deep in Shit-Kicking Dudes by Kato is a much cooler sounding book. I would read that book, and I don't read shit. But when they adapted it into a movie, I would see the shit out of it. Kato, you should never make coffee for anyone again. It's a waste of your talents. It's not dying that you need to be afraid of. It's never having lived in the first place.
It did feel good, saving those people.
Well, technically, I saved them, but you helped, I guess, yeah.
Whatever.
Let's not get technical.
But why would people take us serious? We're just two guys who stole a head.
I know how to make them take us seriously.
Right, gentlemen, hear ye, court is in session. Let's talk shop, okay? Shall we?
No, I don't.
Who's this guy? Who's your friend?
He's my man.
I'm not your man.
He's not my man. No, he's not my man. He's like, he's like my man. He's my, we're just platonic friends. We're platonic male friends. He's my executive associate. Yes, that's who he is, and that doesn't matter. What does matter is how we tackle this horrible incident. It's clear to me that whoever did this means business, and this is just the beginning.
Talking about business. I mean, this vandalizing business. Ah, I get it. Listen, Let's not blow this thing out of proportion.
I will blow this guy in any proportion I like. This is my newspaper, Axford, and I want this man on the front page of it. I want him on the web page. I want you to blog about it. I want him on every news outlet we have. I want the whole city to know how dangerous this man is. The man that cut the head off of my father's statue, not yours.
All right. Since there isn't any real info on the guy's identity, what do we call him?
It's easy. Got it. This man is called the Green Bee.
Kind of lame.
It sounds like a knitting store or something.
No, it sounds like an energy bar.
No, that came out wrong. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that.
Then make it like the Green Desecrator.
Oh, what's the guy that drives around the horse? He has no hair.
Yeah. Like Green Trench Coat.
The Green Hornet.
No, it's more like...
What?
What?
The Green Hornet.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Much
I like that.
Much better.
You guys like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your man's right.
Green Hornet it is.
The Green Hornet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. It's decided then.
Yeah.
The front page of tomorrow's newspaper will feature the Green Hornet. Unless you like Green Bee better, anyone?
No, no one? No.
Oh, that's definitely much worse.
Definitely
Hornet. Okay.
All right.
Let's roll, Kato.
So, Green Hornet.
It's gonna be a long night.
Cool name for you. The Little Stinger. I'm the Green Hornet. You're my Little Stinger.
No way.
The Honey Pot. Get it? Like bees make honey, you're my Honey Pot.
Try on!
Decapitated statues. I decapitated real people.
No, I wouldn't worry about it. You don't affect business.
I'm not worried. Who told you I'm worried?
D.A. Scanlon, with the nightclub bombing last week and now this Green Hornet guy, some are saying that the streets might not be as safe as you're making them out to be.
Look, guys, stop. Stop connecting separate dots with invisible lines. This Green Hornet thing is just a prank.
Now, what you guys should be reporting on is that since I took office, crime is down significantly in the city of Los Angeles. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Lenore Case. I'm the temp for Mr. Reed's secretarial position. Today's my first day.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Kato. It's my first day, too.
Really? Well, nice to meet you. Do you work for Mr. Reed?
I'm his executive associate.
Wow. That must be great.
Yeah, it is. So far.
Kato, I have a really important question for you. Who is the hottie boom body who's standing right behind me right now?
I'm kidding. Hi, I'm Britt Reed. Hi on this newspaper. What's going
on? It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr.
Thanks.
Reed. I'm Lenore Case.
Ah.
I've been sent to you to be your temp until you find a new secretary.
Ah. Jackpot. Right this way. So, got one? Why don't you tell me, how do you feel about the state of this newspaper as it stands today? Go.
To be honest, this paper has taken a dip in the last few years in quality and ambition.
Really?
Well, of course, the entire industry has taken a hit because of the internet, so there's a lot of pressure to print easy-to-digest articles, and it is the last family-owned paper in the city and one of the only ones not attached to a conglomerate in the entire country, so it's understandable.
Conglomerate?
But the Sentinel used to really use its independence to be brazen at the very least. Like that article that your father wrote just after the nightclub bombing, that was real reporting. That is the kind of article that can really make a difference.
Wow, that was good. You know a lot about this shit, huh?
I studied journalism. I have a minor in criminology.
Really?
Yeah.
Criminology. Study the criminal mind. What are your thoughts on this Green Hornet character? Goo.
Well, first off, there's two kinds of criminals.
Okay.
There's the psycho-egomaniac and the power maniac. He seems to be the second because he defies authority and
what do you think he'll do next?
Motive.
Yeah. What is his next move is what I was going to ask.
Well, he'll probably try to appropriate more power. You know, he'll hit somebody on their own turf. Basically, he'll start out small and then he'll work his way up to the top. I mean, that's what John Gotti did to Paul Castellano in 85.
And it worked?
Yes.
Wow, look at you. You really know a lot about this stuff, and you're lovely and beautiful, and I was just sitting here thinking, why are you only pursuing this in your, Kato, help me out here. Twilight?
Twilight?
Yeah.
I saw the movie, but I don't see how...
Oh, no, not like that. No, not like the movie. I guess if we're doing movies, it would be more like... Cocoon or something like that. Yeah, later in one's years.
Wait, I'm only 36.
36? Holy shit, that's crazy. I thought you were like 31 tops. I don't even know if we can hire a 36-year-old. We have to build a ramp, huh? Why now?
She doesn't want to tell you.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, Kato.
No, Mr. Kato is right. I do not feel comfortable discussing this, and if this means that I am not going to be your temp any longer, then I'm sorry. It's...
That's exactly what it means. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Because you are now my permanent secretary! Here is what has gone down, Lenore. You've displayed two things. Balls. If there's one thing I like on my women, it's balls. Please be my permanent secretary.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. This is how I do. This is how I roll. Every day, all day, I make it rain like this, okay? I want you to come work for me. Just say yes. Just say yes.
Really?
Don't think. Just say yes.
Okay, I'll do yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
It is exciting.
Mr. Kato, thank you
don't
so much.
Don't thank him. He did nothing.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I promise I will not disappoint you.
I don't think
you will. I will do in-depth research.
Good.
I will do fact-checking.
Good.
Spell-checking. Anything
perfect.
You need.
Well, why don't you get started on more Green Hornet research, okay. Actually. That's perfect. Bam. She is hot. It's crazy how hot she is. It's sickening. Did you write down everything she said?
Nothing.
Let me see. Pervert. Get to work, Kato. All right, we got a plan. Start small, work our way up to the top.
Okay. We'll need a car.
Hell's yes, we'll need a car.
With dumb weapons. And armor.
Cool rims. Spinning rims. Slurpee machine. A horn that plays the cucaracha. It'll be loaded up the ass with cool shit.
I can do that.
Kato, I want you to take my hand, and I want you to come with me on this adventure.
I'll go with you, but I don't want to touch you.
You don't have to take my hand, but will you come with me on this adventure?
Your feet. I call you the Black Beauty.
Beautiful. You
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's my death. Cause I've been laughing and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?
Where are we going?
I have no idea. I thought you knew. Oh, okay. I got an idea. Okay.
Mr. Reed's office.
I'm looking at you.
What?
I'm totally joking.
Britt Reed calling. Burning the candle at both ends, I see. Wouldn't Mr. Case be upset with that? There is no Mr. Case. Well, that's not why I'm calling. I'm actually calling because, remember we asked you to do all that Green Hornet research, you know, predicting what he might do next? If you could just send us that, those crime maps.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be really helpful. Just fax it on him.
Yes, hold on a second. Let me see. And it's coming right at you. Great.
Okay, so what you doing? Just.
If you need anything else, okay. You can just let me know.
Perfect. I'll
thank
you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye.
She wants me so bad, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
South Central.
Yeah, okay. We got 14 homicides, 34 assaults, 116 drug arrests this month. Sounds like a good place for the Green Hornet to make his debut. Let's roll, Kato.
Let's roll.
This is really far east. I've never been to this part of town. I think we're in the hood, Kato.
Wait. Do a thing. We're stopping, man.
Yeah, just like Lenore said. Start small, work our way up.
This is really, really intense.
So you don't want
to
do it?
I do. We should just listen to it fast before we chicken out, okay?
I'm not going to chicken out.
Who knows who might chicken out? I don't know. Just pull up to them.
I don't want
to
talk.
Well, I don't want to talk either. They're on your side. It's okay, it'll be weird. I'll be yelling over you.
Brett, I barely speak English.
You speak English right now.
Okay, fine. This is so stupid. Oh, okay. Calm down.
I am calm. Just shut up. This is scary.
Shut up.
You shut up. Just shut up.
I'm talking.
Be cool.
I am cool.
Yo, you looking for that good stuff, man?
Hola. I am the Green Hornet, and I would like to sit down with your boss.
Sit on this, bitch.
Chernovsky, same guy everybody works for.
Chavwatsky?
Chernovsky.
What kind of a dumb name is that?
Chernovsky.
Where do you get the shit you sell for him, huh? Where?
I'm not gonna tell you that.
Oh, really? Never?
Chernovsky's our ass, guys. We gotta get this shipment done tonight.
How's it going? Anyway, tell your boss the Green Hornet sends his regards.
Dude. You broke my lap, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Let's burn this mother down, kid.
explain yourself, Mr. Topper.
The guy was crazy, man. I mean, he drove a car through a wall. The thing looked like a half tank or something. I mean, there's fire coming out of the thing.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, he gave me this. He said that this is his town now.
A man comes in an insect costume and you shit your pants?
Look, trust me. A grown man wearing a mask is a little bit scarier than a guy wearing a suit.
You're not pleased with my suit? Does it fail to fill you with fear?
Sorry, I didn't mean any disrespect. You have any idea how many great people have killed in a suit?
I like your suit.
Me too.
Well, this is exactly what I was talking about.
I'm not as scary as some idiot in a green mask. Come on!
You said it won't affect business. Now, this guy ran 6 of the biggest meth labs in L.A. Now, because of that hornet, he's dead. Business affected.
Well, I've got 3 reports of the Green Hornet shooting out a red light camera at some stoplight.
I have a report that an elderly couple claims the Green Hornet gave him the finger from the HOV.
The Green Hornet and his chauffeur in a fist fight with gang members in South Central.
The Green Hornet raises a lot of questions. We all know that gang proliferation has been rising in the last few years.
Okay, that'll be homework. I'm sorry. I got to get yoga class. Don't worry. Anywho, bottom line, headlines, people. Get this story out there. Will the violence continue to spill out onto the street? What are the police doing about it? Is anyone safe at the mercy of ... the Green Hornet? And I want those dots. I want dots in the paper,
Mr. okay? Reed, do you want us to handle this kind of, delicately?
No.
But D.A. Scanlon's entire re-election platform is based on him cleaning up the streets. We know that you guys are acquaintances, so if you want us to sort of...
Oh, actually, that's a great idea. You should use that. Write an article about that. Even D.A. Scanlon is quivering at the... feet of this scourge. Use the word scourge. Write an article about that.
Britt, I can't talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
Look, I know what you're trying to do here. Turn this newspaper into some kind of a disc attack game. It's not going to work.
That's not what I'm doing. She's a brainy broad, dude.
This is a serious matter.
Okay.
For every line that we print, there's repercussions. Somebody has to take responsibility. That's me.
Well, I'm not afraid of these bastards, and you shouldn't be either.
Well, neither was Daniel. He made it to the wall. They killed him for wantonly speculating on the drug war. That's exactly what you and your little girlfriend are doing. I know that you think my experience ain't worth a shit, but your father used to listen to me, so should you.
This is the story I want to run. I'm going with it, and if he were fortunate enough to still be with us, it's what Daniel Vertolot, it's what he would have wanted to, okay?
That's the story, team. Run it. Britt Reed outro.
The Green Hornet and his mask accomplice stirred up major trouble in the Southland today. Violence has erupted downtown.
Kato, breakfast in the house.
I just checked the Hornet mail. Mm. Nothing new, but there'll be a knocking.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I have something for you.
Really? Awesome.
Dear Brit. You are my Shandi. What's Shandi?
Mother. That's awfully nice.
I've never had a brother, man. I always wanted one. Dun, 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 dun. Whoa! What the hell is this?
It's a gas gun. Your Hornet gun.
A gas gun?
Yeah.
Why not a gun? Our enemies have guns. What? I don't understand. What? What are these? What is this? What are these? These paintballs?
No, inside is knockout gas.
That's insane. Where's yours? Do you have one? Do you have a black version of it or something?
No, just you.
No?
No.
Well, why not? Why just me?
You are so special.
I know I'm special, but how come I'm the only one with a gun?
Because you don't have so much fighting experience, so I thought you needed a gun.
Well, I'll be honest, that's a little insulting, man. I mean, I thought we were both badasses the other night. I kicked that guy in the face like 3 times, remember? I kicked him in the face.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It makes you look cool.
I need to look cool now? What the hell? You said my outfit was pimp. I remember even thinking, that's a weird word for him to use, pimp, but you said it. You said it was pimp.
He is pimp.
Yeah.
The horny guy is just an accessory.
An accessory?
Yeah.
Well, then you need nunchucks then.
If you don't like it, don't use it.
No, let me, how does it work? Shit! It works. What's happening? What happened?
You shot yourself in the face by mistake.
How long was I out? What time is it?
2 o'clock.
Oh, that's not so bad, I guess.
On Thursday.
It's Thursday? Are you kidding? It's not Monday right now?
No, I'm sorry.
Did you put this diaper on me? Well, what did I miss?
Nothing really. I did some work on the back beauties.
Beauties? Holy crap!
Backups.
How the hell did you do this in 4 days?
It's been 11 days.
Whoa! 11 days? What? Are you kidding me? I wasn't sleeping, I was in a coma, dick!
But it's okay now, I fixed the horny gas. The gas only lasts 1 hour.
Can I see it?
Okay, but be careful.
I'll
this
be careful.
Time, okay?
I just want to look at it. Just give it to me for 1 second and I'll just. See you in an hour.
Mr. Reed!
Hey!
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're feeling better. I heard that mono was the worst.
Mono? Yeah, well, it's better than herpes, right?
Here are your messages.
Thank you.
I have some meetings I'd like to set up with you.
Okay, cool. Great. Not
here
bad
it is.
All.
The research that you asked for.
Ooh, sick. Green Hornets! Me likey!
D.A. Scanlon called. He said that he really needs to speak to you.
Boring!
And he could possibly
set... I need to look at this stuff.
Thought maybe we could go get dinner or get a drink, blow off some steam.
Yeah! I would love to. Perfect. I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, Kato! Can you make me some coffee? Now you don't have your whole little operation set up. Whatever you can whip up would be great. Lenore, have you had this little bastard's coffee? Because it is scrumdiddlyumptious. Only way to describe it. You want a cup?
I'm fine, thank you.
So that's just one cup of coffee, Kato. So, there's this restaurant that just opened in the San Fernando Valley, and it's called La Maison de la Voide. And the whole thing is you eat your meal in total darkness. So, with your deprived sight, each bite is like an orgasm in your mouth. And I was thinking maybe it would be...
Mr. Reed's office.
Fun.
This is D.A. Scanlon calling for Britt Reed, please.
Hello, sir. Yes, I'm aware you've been calling. No, he's had mono. Well, let me take a look. Maybe there's a chance we could work that out today. Oh.
Ow! If you ever tell me to get you coffee again, I'll beat the shit out of you.
What is wrong with you? Are you crazy? This is our plan. You're supposed to work for me. You got me a Jamba Juice. Supposed to be brothers, man. Supposed to be Sean D. What happened to that, huh?
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. We become renegade superheroes, and there's a lot of stress involved with that, but you don't gotta freak out about it, dude, okay?
I can have a coffee or what? I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
You still mad at me, Kato?
No.
Good. You shouldn't be anyway. What's up with Lenore, man? Is she acting weird around me?
No, why?
I like her. And I can't nail her. She's completely unnailable. It's a terrible fact. I don't know what to do.
She doesn't like you. Why would you even want her?
I don't know, but I do. Maybe it's because she doesn't like me. Isn't that sick? That could be it.
Girls are such a drag, Kato. Thank God we have each other.
Hey, I'm calling a boys' night. What do you say, huh? What are you doing?
I didn't know you wanted to hang out. I'm going for a drink with a friend.
Friend? Who? Come on.
Tony.
We'll have fun.
You want to try?
No.
Hit the blackie.
Really? Yeah, give it a try. Which one? You know, this Green Hornet thing is just crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's all I can think about sometimes. I feel really in tune with it. Kind of like that guy with the Zodiac Killer.
What about the man dressed in black?
Johnny Cash?
No, his partner.
His partner? No, I don't think that's his partner. That's probably just some thug that he hired. Anyhow, they'll both be dead in no time.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because the Green Hornet's been attracting way too much attention. Whoever's in charge is going to get tired of it, call him in to try to make a deal with them, then kill him. It's what Gotti did in Mangala in 87. 2 weeks. 2 weeks tops is what I give them.
2 weeks?
Dead.
You're not going to like this, but we got nothing. It's like the Green Hornet didn't exist. Nobody's done a deal with him. Nobody's done time with him. Nobody's ever heard of him. It's like he came out of thin air.
Yeah, and I've got to say, he's setting a bad example for the other gangs. I met with the Armenians earlier today. They told me if the Hornet is independent, they want to be independent too.
The Armenians truly said that?
And I heard rumors the Koreans are talking the same.
Which Korean?
Kim. Kim? No, Kim never said that. No?
We've been doing business for 25 years. We're friends.
I'm sorry, boss.
That's just shocking.
Maybe we should go down there and teach them to keep their mouths shut.
No. I should kill Kim myself. He's a friend. And I'll kill the Armenians too. It'll make me feel better.
Wait!
Great. What about the Hornet?
Great. What you doing here?
Guess what, you son of a bitch? We got mail.
We got Hornet mail! He emailed! It happened! Come here! Look! Come here! Look! Look! Look!
Green Hornet. Good job on the meth lab. The place was costing me money, and I wanted to shut it down anyway. That's BS. Let's talk about another business venture that could be mutually beneficial. Please meet tomorrow at the lot on 5th and Union in downtown at 4 p.m.
Another adventure for the Green Hornet and his nameless sidekick. Bum, bum, bum.
Looks like we've got some planning to do. It could be a trap. Like how Gotti killed Mangala in 87.
Where did you hear that from?
The History Channel.
Oh, yeah?
Should we go downtown now and check it out?
No. That's cool. I got that covered. You just fill up the car with weapons and stuff like that, okay?
So, you're just gonna come up with the plan by yourself?
Bingo.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Of course you don't, Kato.
What's that mean?
Oh, it means that you think you're an awesome karate dude that can do anything and that I'm an incompetent schmuck who needs a gun that shoots farts at people. That's what that means.
I'm just saying we should do this together.
I'm just saying you should go home. You should go to sleep. So tomorrow you could process my incredible plan.
This is so stupid. We pissed this guy off. Now we are walking into a meeting on his turf.
We walked into their turf last time, and guess what? We kicked the living crap out of them. And everyone knows what happens when you corner a hornet. You get stung.
You get stung? What does that mean?
This is not a game, wait. And you're gonna get us killed.
If you don't like my plan, you do not have to be a part of it.
I don't even think you have a plan.
I do have a plan. I just haven't told it to you yet. And it's amazing, okay? So are you in, or are you chickening out like a bitch?
You are a bitch.
Not now, Kato. Not now. Turn in here. There they are. Game faces, Kato. Game faces.
Here's the plan. So you take this thing. You put it in your ear. You listen in on my phone, which I've taped to my chest. See? When I say the secret word, which is Constantinople, I'll kick the old guy in the nuts. You blow them up with missiles. And just... Oh!
Thunder strikes lightning.
Okay, don't panic. The worst thing we can do right now is panic. Just let me think. Okay, don't worry. I'll get us out of here, okay?
No, you won't. We're gonna die now. That's why.
Well, with that attitude, we will. Come on, man. I'm claustrophobic, Kato.
Let me think.
Oh, no, I can't breathe. Listen. We're buried. We are totally buried.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You're killing us or saving us.
Whoa, Mrs. Arm, is that your plan? You're gonna blow us up, Kato? That's not a good plan. Disarm a man.
Shall we park?
Do you feel like kebabs for dinner?
Ignore me now, is that it? Like a baby? You go home, eat some baby food, maybe. Drink some milk. Why don't you talk like a baby? Mama goo goo, you baby. Wah! Wah! Baby.
Somehow explosives were triggered from that vehicle, destroying it, but freeing the Green Hornet and his...
Dig weed.
Okay, you call me that too now? I know people call me that. That's not a surprise to me. That's not a mystery, okay?
Why not? You say rude thing to me all day, every day. That's not how partners work.
We're not partners. I'm the hero. You're my sidekick. That's what this is. I'm Indy. You're Short Round. Simon Garfunkel. Scooby Doo.
Stop fooling yourself. The Green Hornet is nothing without me. I made the knockout gas. I alone designed and built the Black Beauty.
And I didn't help at all?
How? He checked us.
Exactly.
What a great idea. You may have started this Green Hornet thing because of how much you hated your father. You were an egomaniac.
Yeah.
It's
exactly like your father.
You are a jealous, pathetic little man.
Fine.
Yeah.
You're doing great with the Lord.
What the hell does that mean? Oh, don't you walk away on that! What? You're charming her pants off? That's what I'm supposed to believe? No! That is a filthy gesture! You know I like her. I confided in you, Kato. I trusted you! I told you
stop
I liked
it.
Her!
You hit on everything that moves. I'm amazed. You haven't hit on me yet.
If you keep talking like this, Kato, I'm gonna beat the living shit out of you, just so you know.
I'd like to see you try. You're a yuppie wimp, and I'm a martial arts expert who grew up painless on the streets.
You grew up penisless on the streets.
Funny.
Heroes beat sidekicks, period.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Don't poke you?
I'm warning you. Okay, I'm gonna forget that step, so we can fix this.
Okay, you're right. Let's talk. I'm sorry.
Stacked you like a bitch, Kato! Come here! You like that, Kato? You like it? Just get the fucking corner of Hornet! Go get it! Oh, God!
No, I'm gonna hurt you.
I'd like to see you try.
Me, Kato.
What the hell?
That's for whatever lie you told Britt.
What?
He called me a scandalous minx and then he fired me.
Chile
was a fine warrior. He was a man of honor and dignity.
We must show our respect. And we must show it in blood. Popeye, go forth. Take these words and spread them. The bounty, $1 million. The prey, the Green Hornet. Dead, if possible. Alive, if necessary. I don't care whence they have to go or who they have to do. I want the head of the Green Hornet and I want it tonight.
I need...
pushes to me.
I call
you. Got a mask on? I need you to spread the word. Got it.
Mask on. Green. Yeah.
Gone.
What's going on? What's the word?
Not a lot. Listen, this Green Hornet, you've got a mask on. Tonight. It's Jacko. Over here.
I warned you about this. You heightened this thing to a point where it had to reach some kind of a climax. Well, here it is. I hope you realize now that you should stay out of my way. Let me run this paper.
Bodies were found all across the city, every one of them wearing green clothing. Investigators believe the slaughter was part of a manhunt for...
Hey, can I have T.A. Scanlon's office, please?
Gang members. The victims were unrelated, and authorities believe their only connection was, in fact, their choice of attire. As a safety precaution, police are advising citizens to avoid wearing the color green so as not to be unwittingly targeted.
This is my fault. This is what I did with this newspaper.
So what? At least you tried. Your dad would have understood that. Look, running a newspaper must be difficult. I mean,
if it's anything like running a re-election campaign, it's got to be a pain in the ass. Fortunately, I think we can make each other's lives easier.
How?
Well, there are two sides to every story, right? I mean, you know, some people, they see an event and they interpret it as this crime war, you know? Other people see the same incident, they interpret it as a small, isolated event.
Yeah.
I guess I could help you decide how these incidents are exposed in the public interest, of course. You know, now, if this collaboration leads to assert my position, well, I will make sure that you enjoy compensation in return.
What kind of compensation? Frank, are you... are you, like, saying you want me to slam the news for you for your re-election? Is that what this is?
I thought you needed my help. We help each other out so that we can both get ahead. This is mutually beneficial.
Okay, I get it now. You went to my dad, he rejected your offer, and you think you can just push me around. That's what this is? That's what you think?
No, what I think is that you overvalue your dad's integrity.
You get out of my office right this second.
This might be what you're looking for.
Thank you.
Up here.
Well, the guys, we're waiting for you, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing some thinking, and I had a revelation. Look, I'm obsolete. I'm a dinosaur. Not in the scary way, in the extinct way. And it's time for changes. You know, it's time for me to gain some charisma.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a motif, a theme. A mask.
That's a stylish cape.
I'm talking about the death of Chudnovsky and the rebirth of Bludnovsky. What do you say?
Honestly? I think that is the stupidest thing I have ever heard.
Why is that stupid? That's not stupid. Bludnovsky. I was going to wear red for blood. Get it? That's scary and cool. Get this. Be it my mask or your blood, red will be the last color you'll ever see. I say that to people when I kill them.
The Green Hornet killed Chili. I am minus an eyeball here. You can't go and tell these guys that. They'll think you've lost your bloody mind. I think you're having a midlife crisis here. Seriously, you're starting to scare me.
I don't know a secret. I'm starting to scare myself. Gentlemen, the reign of Bloodnovsky starts tonight.
Kato lied about us, okay? You should have found that out before you just go and fire me.
Nothing happened?
No.
Oh, thank God. I knew it. I knew nothing happened. That ass. He said you did this.
What? What is that?
I don't know, but it's knew disgusting. It was a lie. It's gross. That's not why I'm here. Look, I need you to come back and work for me. I'll do whatever you want. I'll double your salary. Please, things at the Sentinel, not what they seem. As soon as Scanlon started running for election, my father stopped printing news about hard crime. He was making Scanlon look good. And I have to make it right. And I realized that if I want to do what's best for this world, that the Daily Sentinel is the most responsible way to do that. And here's the problem. I don't know anything about journalism.
That's the truth.
I need someone who does. I need someone who I can trust with my life. Just, okay? I need someone who is you. I need you. Will you please help me?
I know.
Oh
my God! What is your problem?
Why did you do that to me?
Because you tried to kiss me.
Yeah, we were gonna make out.
We weren't.
Well, then I guess I owe you an apology because I misread that.
As usual.
Okay, look. I'm sorry. I didn't plan on kissing you when I said all that. I still mean it. Will you come back and work for me, please? Pretty please?
Double my salary. And I want a parking spot.
You don't have a parking spot?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
And if you ever so much as look at my ass again...
I can't even see your ass.
I will sue you for sexual harassment. Do you understand?
Hugs? Where are my hugs at, y'all?
Office.
Frank Scanlon.
Oh, please hold. D.A. Scanlon.
Really?
Yes.
Hello? Hey, Britt, it's Scanlon. Listen, I think I owe you an apology.
Too much blood in the gutter. You win. Let's split L.A. You get the L, I get the A. That means we share the gold and the work. $1 million for today.
I think you misunderstood where I was coming from in there, and I'd just like a chance to clarify some things.
Things are pretty clear, Scanlon. I got three words for you. Suck it, you dick face!
Look, you tell him that you want to meet him. This is journalism, okay? If you want to be an investigative reporter, what you have to do is investigate. Tell him that you want to meet him.
I was joking. Why don't we get together and just talk about things? That's probably a good idea, okay?
Why don't we meet up for dinner, huh? A little place called Kenpachi. Kenpachi, nice little place on La Cienega. Around 8:30.
La Cienega, 8:30.
Frank.
I'm Britt.
Good to see you.
I'm having a sake. What are you having?
Yeah, I'll have some sake, sure.
Well, thanks for coming, Britt.
No problem.
Mr. Chernovsky.
Bludnovsky. Bludnovsky.
I commissioned the Green Hornet.
You're the chauffeur.
Parlor.
Where's the Hornet?
Right there.
Whoa, we only get half the team? Who says you're the good half? Huh.
Where's Reed?
Guess.
Oh. Any of you move? You're dead.
I'm not actually here for forgiveness, Britt.
Britt, I don't understand.
Yeah, you understand nothing, so I'm gonna explain it to you very simply. If you ever come across any article regarding a major crime, a man named Benjamin Chernovsky, or anything that makes this city think that I am not the fine line protecting the light from the darkness, you're gonna bring it to me. You're gonna bring it to me, and I'm gonna tell you whether it's okay for you to print in your stupid little newspaper. That's how I did it with your dad. And that's how you and I are gonna do it.
Scanlon, you saying you want me to let you write the news?
Finally, you understand.
Yeah, I understand, all right. Here's what I understand. That you, son, just got played by a player.
Recording device! USB! No, you can't have it! It's mine! You stupid schmuck! I got you by the balls, Scanlon! I own a newspaper, genius! It's gonna be on the front page tomorrow! Well, yeah, I have to say, I'm kind of impressed. You should be. It's impressive! Too bad it's not gonna do you any good. How could it not do me good? Are you gonna kill me in the middle of this restaurant? Yes.
What, you're gonna murder me?
Yeah. Like I murdered your father.
My dad was not murdered. He died of a bee sting.
No. Your father died of an overdose of apitoxin, most commonly found in a bee sting, which you also happen to be allergic to. But that apitoxin was administered by me.
Shit. Think, Brent. You can figure this out, my son, with your brains.
I'm so stoned.
That's right. Think. Slowly.
Okay, 2 years ago, Scanlon decides to run for DA. He goes on the platform that he's cleaning up the streets of L.A., which is impossible. So he asked the media to slant the news. And you go along with it? Like everybody else?
No way. I refused.
So he... Shit, what does he do? So Scanlon decides to go really dirty. He makes a pact with a criminal. Chernovsky kills your reporter.
Bertoli? I don't want any more bloodshed, so I stopped reporting on crime.
To be honest, in the last few years, this paper has dipped in quality and ambition.
Now, Scanlon can hold up his part of the deal, keeping the media under control, and Chernovsky can do whatever he wants. But Chernovsky had a different plan. He wanted to take over all the gangs of L.A., so that's when you decided to cut the strings.
I couldn't look myself in the mirror. I hated every word I said to you that morning, Britt.
So you start reporting on crime again. And now, Scanlon is a dead man unless he proves he's still in control. He has no choice but to organize a secret meeting with you. And he kills you himself. In the end, you stood up for what's right, Dad. Now I have to do the same.
I can see by that stupid expression you've had on your face for the past 5 minutes that you're trying to piece this together, but it's no good. You're about to be killed by the Green Hornet.
Bluff! Bluff! Eradicate!
Before you do this, I want you to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything.
Hey, not me, him, stupid.
Confused? You should be.
No.
Oh.
including a hornet?
No!
You get stung! See? There it comes!
He's supposed to kill Britt Reed and shoot him!
Mark the vehicle!
Are you okay?
Wait, yeah, I'm fine. My hope is back here.
Britt Reed is the Green Hornet!
Yeah, I know. You hired a guy to kill himself.
Shut up!
Recorded the whole conversation on some sushi drive USB. Can't lose him.
We're not losing him. We're following him.
Okay, no. Thank you. I need to hug you. Thank you.
What the hell?
Okay.
To the house?
No. Here's the dealio, okay? We gotta get this flash drive to the Sentinel. It's got Scanlan spilling the beans on. We're gonna put it on the net. That's what my father would have wanted.
You like your father now?
Yes. You see, he wasn't a dick after all. Well, he was a dick, just not really how we thought he was. At the end, he wasn't a dick. It's complicated. I'll explain later, okay?
It's a lot of conflicting emotions, Kato.
Let's roll. Three.
Here's the thing, Kato. Honestly, I've been jealous of you this entire time. You're awesome. You built this old car.
I know.
You know karate. You're charming.
Thank you.
You guys are amazingly well organized.
Thank you.
Trevi?
Yes.
You get it! I'll cover you! Where's the pillar? Good luck!
My mask or your blood. Red will be the last.
Marine, Marius!
Let me shoot him!
Shoot to kill!
You brought a gas mask?
Guys, I'm from the gas
mask! Just for yourself?
They're here.
Go get a journalist. I'll kick ass.
There they are.
Okay, I'm there. 1 minute, this baby's gonna be all over the world.
Start up!
Hand over to that thing.
You want it? Go get it!
Where is it? Where is it?
I am Blodnovsky. I killed 1,000 before and I killed 1,000 more. Now tremble before your death. For be it my mask, or be it your blood, red will be the last color you'll ever see.
Talk about this.
On the ground now! Get down!
Yeah! It's the Green Hornet!
Shoot him! Shoot him!
My district attorney, Frank Scanlon! That is the Green Hornet!
Get on! Get on! Still gonna get away scot-free!
No, he's not!
A brutal high-speed chase between the Green Hornet and rival gang members has led to the Daily Sentinel office, leaving a trail of demolished cars and trucks in their path.
Here's the story. We're on our way to a costume party. Okay?
Back at Alpha Suites.
Where the hell are we gonna go?
No one knows why the district attorney.
No, stop! Stop!
Me,
huh? You assholes! What an asshole! What the hell are you doing? You guys are criminals! You're criminals! Oh my God!
Stop!
We're helping people.
Why did you ask me to do research on the Green Hornet when you are the Green Hornet?
We don't know what we're doing. We need you to help us. Don't you see? You're the mastermind.
What?
This is the police. Please open up.
Come across. We were trying to be good people, but God, just think about it.
Hello, officer. Can I help you?
We're looking for two masked men. You seen anything?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, they're all over the news all the time.
All right. Well, please report anything suspicious.
Absolutely.
You are oh, the
thank you.
Stupid assholes! What are you thinking?
Forgive me.
Kiss the makeup later. Come on.
I don't kiss him.
Are you
don't kiss.
At me.
You and I don't kiss. You guys might kiss. I don't kiss you guys.
Oh. I've been shot in the shoulder. No! Don't you see? The police know the Green Hornet was shot in the shoulder. If I go to the hospital, they'll know I'm the Green Hornet.
Yeah, you've been shot. Ew.
Yeah. Here's what I need.
What?
Give me a spatula to bite down on and a knife. You gotta dig this bullet out of my meat. Do it. I'm cold. It's deep inside me.
Oh, God. Spatula.
Okay. Wait, Sherlock.
What?
Sterilize it. Please, I don't like a gangrene.
Save it. Shandy.
Shandy forever.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, just wait. I'm not ready. Just stop. It hurts. Ow. Okay, I can't do it. Take me to the hospital.
Shut up! Hey, look, if I'm the mastermind of this, just let me have a second of silence so I can figure this out, okay?
Mere hours ago, the Green Hornet and a group of his criminal underlings launched a horrendous attack on this building that claimed the life of District Attorney Frank Scanlon. It's unfortunate, but, you know, that's what happens. The Daily Sentinel will be rebuilt. And to start that off, I am naming Mike Axford the new editor-in-chief. Mike's a great guy, and he's comfortable telling me off, so he's the perfect man for the job.
We have to get this paper back to the ideals that my father started it on.
I want to make him proud, and I hope to make this city proud of the Daily Sentinel like never before.
The Green Hornet sends his regards.
Down?
That's fine. Doesn't matter. We did it.
Who did?
The Green Hornet, his reliable partner, the Blue Wombat. Oh! Oh, man. Okay, how about, the Red Hippopotamus? No? Not Red Hippopotamus?
He was not red.
I know, hornets aren't green.
Yeah.